According to South Africa's Acting High Commissioner, Ambassador Bobby Monroe, the country has closed its embassy in Nigeria until further notice in order to protect staff and property from reprisal attacks. The latest attacks in South Africa on foreign nationals since August 28 to September 2nd saw several shops, vehicles and properties vandalized, burnt down or stolen, most of which belonged to Nigerians. Some Nigerians in retaliation were seen picketing South African businesses operating in some parts of Nigeria, including a shopping mall in Lagos and an MTN office in Oyo State, southwest Nigeria. The Nigerian government has criticized the reprisal attacks and beefed up security presence across the country. Although President Ramaphosa has condemned the attacks on foreign nationals, including Nigerians, the Nigerian government is demanding compensation for victims affected by the latest attacks, as well as assurances of adequate security for its citizens in South Africa. Meanwhile, a Nigerian airline operator, Air Peace, has offered to transport Nigerians living in South Africa back home for free. Xenophobic attacks in South Africa have claimed the lives of nearly 100 people since 2016, according to the Nigerians in Diaspora Commission, straining diplomatic ties between both of Africa's economic giants. Phil Ihaza, Abuja.